Why did you decide to step down from the CEO position?
Well, I had originally thought that this would be a one-year opportunity and was very excited about coming here, and am very pleased that I have been here. At the end of the first year, the board asked me to continue on indefinitely, and there was still a lot of work to do. A lot of progress had already been made, so I felt like it would be a good thing to continue for as long as we were making forward movement and my family was understanding of my absence. And so when it came to this end of the second year, it seemed like it was time to really rethink that. And I had thought probably 3 years would be about the right amount of time. And so I did discuss it with my family and with the medical center board. And then I gave my notice, actually let the board know about 6 months before the end of the third year.
In those 3 years, what do you feel your biggest accomplishments were at the medical center?
It's hard to pick a few things because there have been so many things that happened. I think the early on, the most important thing was just helping people to, I guess I would say, move on from some of the difficulty that had gone on before I came. It was a difficult time. I came about 6 months after the board recall, and where we had, Rangel had lost all board members at once except for one. and then the CEO and the quality person had been away from the position for quite a while. So there was a lot of loss. And so that first period of time was about just kind of reminding everybody that what a great place the hospital is and how resilient the employees were to carry on through all of that and continue just doing what they do so well, which is taking care of the patients and residents with compassion and skill. There were a lot of relationships that needed some attention. And I think that the most important thing that first year was just strengthening the relationships with the city borough and with AICS, and just kind of building some bridges with the community. Second year was about kind of building from that foundation and bringing some things in that needed to be done that hadn't maybe been done for a while, such as some maintenance that was put off because of the hoping for the building project. So there were a lot of projects that were done to improve the facility that we're in. We did some things about the hospital's image, completely transformed our website. So it's much more user-friendly and informative, and it's more in keeping with today's trends as far as social and public media. We transformed our medical staff credentialing process, did some outsourcing to make that better. I think the thing, if I had to pick one thing that would be helpful to the hospital going forward into the future, it would be the taking ownership of the physical therapy program. That's been over 2 years now that that happened. Prior to that, there had been a vendor that was supplying physical therapists. Now that we have our own program under the direction of Aaron McPherson, we were able to grow it into a complete, fully functional rehab program, which allows us to take patients from out of town who need occupational therapy and other services. We have a full range that we can provide, and that's pretty unusual for a hospital of this size. That was made possible by adding, in addition to our two physical therapists, an occupational therapist and a speech-language pathologist. So that was really important.
And so you also mentioned that when you stepped in to the job, there was kind of a lot going on with the hospital that maybe wasn't so great. And so what sort of changes have you seen since then?
Well, I've seen a lot of changes. When I first came, we had a follow-up survey from the state within about 2 weeks, and I was so brand new. I really was just trying to get my arms around what needed to be done. And the surveyors even commented that they could even see that it was a difficult time. The staff seemed to be very discouraged. It was difficult publicly. Someone mentioned to me recently that it was even difficult being out in public because there was a lot of negative sentiment going all different directions. And I remember the day when someone brought me the Wrangell Sentinel and asked me to look at it, and I cringed because for a while there, Wrangell Medical Center was on the front page or somewhere on the paper, and it wasn't a necessarily positive story. So I looked through the whole thing. I said, what am I missing? I'm not seeing anything. And she said, that's the point. We're not in the newspaper this week. So that was a hurdle to overcome. So I think what I would say is that it was just that watching that transition evolve and trying to just remind the staff that they were still the same great group that has kept this hospital going for the last many, many years.
The new CEO, Robert Rang, has stepped mm-hmm. in. How's the transition going so far to the new CEO?
It's going great. Robert has good experience leading groups and teams in hospitals in Alaska. He's been in Bethel and in Kodiak, where he was the administrator for long-term care. So he has good experience, great educational background, and he will do a real good job for us. He's moved right into the CEO office on day one and began to meet and get to know the employees. He's been meeting one-on-one with the different leaders of the hospital, as well as some of our strategic partners in the community, like the city manager and the executive director of AICS, Mark Walker. Then I'm just using an office down the hall, so I'm available if he has questions, and we touch base two or three times a day. And I'm also doing some organizing of some of the files and different things so that he won't have to deal with a lot of paper or electronic clutter, hopefully after I leave.
While you were here, you've put in a lot of time to working on possibly getting a new hospital built. So where are you kind of leaving that project at for now?
Where that's at right now is we have put a lot of time into it, wanting to make sure that, first of all, that we concluded everything that was existing, which took longer than I thought it would. But there were a lot of contracts that had been in place, some of which just dissolved automatically over time, and some of which we had to do some pretty intense effort to put closure on some things so that the board and the building team, which we established new, would be able to move forward with a fresh start. It wasn't a situation where they came in and just said, well, let's just try to keep going with the project that we have. There were a lot of questions. And the group that we brought together, which was not just Wrangell Medical Center employees, but it included people from other aspects of the community. We have a patient advisor. We have people from AICS, from the city borough. And that group, over quite a number of weeks and probably months, really looked at everything that had gone by as much as we could from this perspective of the materials that we had, which were a little bit difficult to order in terms of a chronological. They just weren't organized that way. Some of the materials were difficult to figure out what they were because they were electronic and they didn't have nomenclature that you could tell what you were looking at without opening everyone. So it took a bit of time just to get through that. And ultimately, the group felt that it was in Wrangell Medical Center's best interest to go in a different direction. So we got some help from Peace Health to think that through. And then the most recent activities were to bring in Dennis McMillan. He met with the community to talk about the future of a hospital in Wrangell and other things that need to be in place in order for that to be a successful venture. I've applied for pre-development funding, or it's not funding actually, it's expertise from the 4-Acre Group, and that is an application that's still in process. I haven't received a response from that yet. So that's where we are. Robert's very much engaged with the idea of carrying that torch forward. So I would have liked to have gotten further along with that. But I think that the foundation is laid for a good fresh start.
Those are all my questions. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, maybe just go through a few of the things that I think that Wrangell Medical Center has been able to do in on behalf of the community and for the community. One thing that I want to remind people about that comes up every year is the health fair. This last year, we did 1,500 health screening lab tests at $25 a piece, and some of those tests would cost as much as $300 or more. And we calculated that we saved Wrangell residents over $440,000 in the cost of lab tests by having the health fair every year. So I really encourage people to keep that on their calendars, and something that we will be continuing. Also, we have an excellent certified nursing assistant program that gives people right here in Wrangell the opportunity to get training and a credential once they pass the test that will provide them with a living wage. And there aren't that many situations like that here in Wrangell or in most small towns. Our quality program is noteworthy in that in the last 3 years we've received a few different awards. Most probably notably would be two Gold Pan Awards from our quality improvement organization that works with us through the Alaska Hospital Association. Those are proudly displayed on our wall at Wrangell. And Wrangell's had a good quality program all along. I would say that with the current director, or the manager, I should say, quality manager that we have now, who is fairly new, her name's Pamela Prescott. She has hit the ground running, and she's doing a great job right out of the gate. Then there's been a few other things I just wanted to mention that to improve the culture of the hospital, we've implemented something called Team Steps. Team Steps is a way of communicating and being with each other as a team. It's sort of takes hierarchy to the back seat and talks about everyone really having an important voice and everyone being heard and everyone being a champion for safety and being able to stop the line if they think something needs to be done differently. We've received some nice gifts from the hospital auxiliary, including some really smart IV pumps. They're state of the art, and they've helped us to be able to get that kind of equipment, which we might not otherwise be able to afford. And several of our employees have gone on to school and gotten credentials and degrees, and we provide support for that through tuition reimbursement. Another new thing in the last 3 years, we initiated the Quarter Century Club and honored all of the employees that had worked for more than 25 years or more at a special celebration, and each one received a really nice like an iceberg, crystal iceberg, engraved, something they can put on their shelf. And that'll continue to go on each year that somebody has achieved that milestone. And let's see, I think I've mentioned most of the other things. It's just been such an honor to be here and really a privilege to get to work with a fine team at Wrangell Medical Center and to become a member of this community. I've really enjoyed it, and I fully intend to come back and visit when I am over on Prince of Wales Island, which I will be every summer.
Okay, great. Well, Marla, thanks for joining me on Talk About Town this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, and I look forward to my last few days. It'll be mixed feelings, but I'm just so proud of this place, and I'll be leaving with a very happy heart for the next steps here at Wrangell Medical Center.